And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with Sandhills Thetford head volleyball coach Delight Zutavern, who joins us on KCNI, KBBN Radio. Coach, I'll start with this. Just tell us how your summer was.
It was really great. It went really fast, and we had a lot of girls getting into the gym. We did some team camps, both varsity and JV. We played league ball in Broken Bow all through the month of July. And then all summer we had open gyms, and we had great attendance on all of those parts. So that was great to see.
I know that summer has become a big part of preparation for the upcoming season. You talked about camps, playing in a league, the weight program. Did you learn some things about your team just watching them go through those things in the summer?
You bet. They showed a lot of, drive to improve themselves from day one. We started with putting on a kids' summer camp up here at Dunning, and they really enjoy doing that and putting in the time and effort to improve themselves while helping everyone else to work as well.
How many do you have out for the season?
This year we have 21 girls. We have a really deep bench that are ready to all get on the court.
Great. Talk about some of the players, Delight, that you have returning that you'll kind of be leaning on to lead the team this year, and even some of your younger players as they start to work into the fold.
Yeah, we have four of our starters are returning. Our setter, Charles Etienne, and she was MNAC first team last year, so she's returning as a senior. We have Carly Hakey, and she was on honorable mention last year. She's coming in as a junior. And then Shelby Shookai is a junior, and she's coming back as a starting libero. And then we had Lainey Dahlberg, and she'll be a sophomore this year, and she made MNAC second team. So we have those four starters all returning. And then we have some transfers, actually, that came in. We have Arena Dimmitt. She's coming in. She was all-conference second team last year. And then we have Jalen Fetty. And both of those girls are seniors and are really looking to step in and fit in the program and add a lot to our team. And then we have a huge group of freshmen, eight kids coming in. And some of those freshmen are stepping in really big and getting on the court right away and ready for that varsity play.
Coach, as you've worked through practice up to this point, you get ready for the start of the season now. What are some of the things maybe in practice that have stuck out to you so far?
One of the biggest things that our team is really focused on is being intentional in our practices. So we go in and we have one focus, whether it's on passing or serving or hitting, and that's really stuck out, just how hard they're working on those intentions. Their ethic, like I said, their work ethic, they've been giving all in all the drills each day. Their collaboration, working together, especially with bringing in some new girls and some younger girls, and they work really well together to help improve themselves both as individuals and as a team. They've been doing a great job there.
What about your staff, your assistant coaches this year?
I have Sarah Mullins. This will be our third year coaching together, and she adds a lot to the program. She knows the game really well and works really well with the girls.
I've been asking all of the coaches I've visited with leading up to the season this statement, and I just ask you to complete the statement if you would. Sandhills Thetford will be a tough team to contend with this season if.
There's a couple things. First, kind of what everybody says, stay healthy. If we can keep all of our girls healthy so that they can stay in their spots, that'll help a lot. And then I think another big one is if we continue to work to improve all season, that we don't plateau, that we keep striving to get better, and then just keeping a tough mental game together. I think that we could go pretty far this season.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the team the best of luck in 2023.
Thank you.
Coach Delight Zutavern joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.